pleased to be able to speak with Andrew Madaki here in Lagos. He's the chairman of the African FinTech Network and also a entrepreneur, FinTech owner yourself. Tell me a little bit about the FinTech movement in Africa. How many members do you have in your association? How many such associations are there? And you know, what are some of the parameters of your association? What are you working on?
Okay, so the Africa FinTech Network is barely a year old, but so far we have about 500 members. The goal is to connect the dots between the startups to the developers to the financial industry and the government sector. What we plan to do is to get the regulators to understand from the part of the startups and the innovators, and for the innovators and startups to also understand what's happening in the financial sector, so that way you're not creating square pegs in round holes. So what we do have, quite a vast spread. Majority is within the financial sector from the banks, but what we have also brought to the table is the developers, so software developers, the techies as well. They can come in and contribute to it. The end goal is to be able to shape policy and regulation to fit with the current trends which is going on in the world, as opposed to just having policies created.
So your membership is individual or companies?
So we have company membership, and we also have individual.
Okay, and of the 500 members, what is the concentration? Is it payments? Is it data? Is it security?
About 70% of what we have is payments, then another 5% in data, and the remaining 25% in technology.
Okay, so if there's so many payment initiatives, and how many of these are bank owned, or are they not really bank owned?
So coincidentally, most of them are not bank owned. So they are just startups by innovators, people who have left maybe the banking sector. What we found out is that most times the banks would rather create their own software and solutions than collaborate and use the new ones coming out in the market.
Right. What are some of the big themes that you're working on? You're pan-African, so how many countries are represented in your...
So currently we have, and interestingly, we even have outside Africa. So currently we have Ghana, we have Kenya, and we also have Israel, because it initially started with support from an Israeli Irrational Innovation, a venture builder. So we have Nigeria, Ghana, and Kenya. The next step is South Africa as well.
Right. So if South Africa isn't a major member in a program like this, is that a big deal? Are there lots of things happening in South Africa?
So ideally, over the last 10 years, South Africa was the ICT hub in Africa, but it has shifted to Kenya. So you have a better opportunity playing with Kenya, Nigeria, and Ghana than South Africa, because for South Africa, it's more condensed, and they are a little bit ahead of the rest of Africa
right.
when it comes to technology. So there's a bit of exclusion when it comes to South Africa and
okay.
the rest of Africa
yeah.
and technology.
Right. In terms of investors, you know, how many of your members are investors, and what is the interaction with the investor community like?
So we've had in the last 1 year a lot of investors come in, but most of them would rather play an observatory role to find out what's going on in the sector, to find out businesses which they could invest in, as opposed to having a full participatory role. So we've had a lot of interest, and in the last 1 year we've had a lot of big companies fund fintech and startups in payments in Nigeria. So it's a growing process basically, but the interest has been really high.
Okay, but what about some of the issues that you're dealing with? What are your members talking about most of all?
The biggest issue really is regulation. Most of the regulations have big financial implications to it. So say you want to do remittance, you may need as much as 100 million naira. How many startups can provide 100 million naira? So what this does, it gives the bigger financial institutions an upper hand against the startups. So the biggest problem really is regulation.
Right, regulation because of the cost and because of the capital cost or something like that they put
Because of the cost, and secondly, because in most cases you have bureaucrats creating regulations for technocrats, and so that way you have a disconnect.
Right. What about the relationship with banks? How's that evolving?
the relationship with banks, thanks to people like the Asian bankers, it has quite created a meeting point where you have people from across the table coming together. And so banks like First Bank have spoken about interest in acquiring some of these innovations and startups and working with them. Collaboration has been a major theme this year. And so it's gradual, but it's ongoing. You also have the government doing a lot of innovation competitions to see what can happen. The presidency had Aso Villa Demo Day last year, where they picked 10 startups out of so many and picked three to work with.
Okay, good. Thank you very much, Andrew. And what about your own startup? What are you working on?
Well, so what my startup has is I run an information security and e-payment firm called Cypher Technologies. But what we've started is a startup called Dev for Rent. So we have developers where you could rent them to come work on your solution or come work in the organization for 1 month on a contract basis. Nobody really has the finances to get developers full time, because in most cases they may be working on other projects. So what we do is we pretty much rent them to you, do your work and leave.
Okay.
And so that's what we've been doing. We've been able to build three payment solutions for different organizations, as well as other software on Android and iOS platforms for clients.
But where do you find a lot of good programming talent in Africa? You know, whether it's iOS or whether it's you know, security, where are the line coders like mostly to be found?
Everywhere. The problem is we don't have a Silicon Valley where everybody heads there. So lately we've had Lagos where everybody's coming to Yaba. But I've realized in the last 1 year, if you go to Abuja, you go to Kaduna, you go to Port Harcourt and Lagos, you find a lot of developers scattered around, which is part of what we are doing, bringing them together to create a platform for them to showcase what they have. But I assure you, for whatever development work you need, you can find that talent here in Nigeria.
Okay, good, Andrew. Thank you very much.
And, my pleasure.
All the best. The and the fintech evolution, you know, is funding an issue with some of your members?
Funding is always an issue. Funding is always an issue. So investors are always welcome.
Well, what is the profile of investors? How many of them are institutional, and you know, are they just wealthy people?
The bulk of them are institutional. Lately, we now have the African Angels Network. I think there's also the Nigerian Angels Network, which has just started. So you have individuals come together and they create like a group to invest in a product.
Okay, good. Thank you very much, Andrew.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
Nice talking.